they traveled so much on those trails that it was a regular trail that was broken and stayed that way for years. Right today you can find the trail.
Oh, you can. Yeah.
Which way they traveled. The animals still keep the trails open.
Oh, I see.
And if they didn't have no other way of making it, they traveled by a skiff. They drove, you know. When I was a kid, I found them that they had two pair of oars in the skiff and they drove. Or if they had one pair of oars, they trade off and they traveled by tide.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it was high tide over here in Port Grey, they'd wait until the tide change and then they take off with it. And then they get out there where the current is strong, and the current took them to the directions where they were going.
I see.
And
so were the Unuskoks also built along the shorelines on the, as they were traveling by water? Or was that something different?
That was something different. They were built by driftwood.
Oh.
And they were called Kawachtawit.
Kawachtawit.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's a different kind of shelter then.
Huh? Uh-huh. And they'd have those shelters. And a lot of times they had to rebuild them because they made them on the beach and the tide would wash them up.
I see.
So they had to rebuild them, and a lot of them took them up where the tide wouldn't reach them and made those kawachtawiks. The place that's called Kawachtawit is staying overnight.
Oh.